Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to another show of Patterson on the Web. Today's show, Patterson police officer pleads guilty in FBI probe. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We're waiting for Corey Teagues to come into the studio. We had some technical difficulties, so we're going to wait a few minutes to come in. We need everyone to continue to put the pressure on, raise the questions about Jameik Lowry. We know that a criminal investigation is underway. That was mentioned by Governor Murphy. So we know that there's a criminal investigation underway going on as it relates to Jameik Lowry. Probably that's why the autopsy has not been released. And that's how come information is is probably not being shared because of the criminal investigation. I just want to let everybody know that we have back in the studio now Brother Corey Teagues, the chairman of We Demand Justice for Jameik Lowry. I was just expressing until you got into the studio, Brother Corey, about that we're still waiting for answers for Jameik Lowry. We know that the autopsy report has not been released, and I said that it probably has not been released because the governor did admit that there is a criminal investigation underway. They don't know how to parlay laying it out, or because of the criminal investigation, depending on all those that are involved, giving them the benefit of the doubt. That's why they're probably holding information. But we want to welcome you to the show. I also mentioned about another police officer pleads guilty in the FBI probe in Patterson. Welcome to the show, Brother Corey. Again, I will let you good. I'll let you chip in and say a few words to our audience.
All
go
right.
ahead.
Well, I mean, I heard you mentioned already about the officer that, you know, pled guilty. I'm guessing he took a plea deal. And among some of the charges, he pleaded guilty to supplying false information to, you know, onto a police report in an effort to cover his his partner's criminal activity, and he's been doing that for quite a while, I'm guessing, in terms of making sure that when they do stops in the street, you know, probably bust people standing out in the corners and stuff, they're taking their money and they're riding it a different way. And so he pled guilty to that, and I guess he's going to get
Brother Corey.
I guess he's going to get a lesser. Sorry about that, brother. I'm in transit here, but I'm supposing that he's going to get a lesser charge because he pled guilty. But the point that I wanted to make about this is, it shows that there's a pattern of behavior within the Patterson Police Department. And let me say this: I know people are going to say all police departments have this kind of stuff going on to a degree, but as it relates to what we're dealing with right now with Jameik Lowry, you know, my concern is when they submitted their report to the prosecutor, because the first report that they submitted, they said that nothing really happened to him. But then after the pictures surfaced and more information came out from the street level, they had to then resubmit a police report. And that report said they had to use force and compliance holds to secure him in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. So I believe that they altered that report when, in fact, what they did was strangle him in the back of that ambulance on the way to the hospital. You know, and
I agree, Brother Corey. Even going back to Jameik's video, there is nothing combative about him.
Nothing.
There's nothing that he appeared to be a threat, that he was combating, that he was violent. The officers were standing there calm, so how come all of a sudden he gets into the back of the ambulance, and now all of a sudden he's combative and he's out of control?
And, come on.
Go ahead, Corp.
Oh, okay. And as you can see in the video, he was scared in the video. He was frightened. You know, you have a grown man here, he's pretty decent size. But he was terrified. He was sweating. They said, oh, he was hallucinating. No, he wasn't. He was sweating. If you were running for your life and you knew that there was somebody after you and you knew the person that was after you is the same people that you would normally call to protect you from somebody that's trying to harm you, you'd be terrified of your mind too. Because, like, how do you call the police to tell the police that the police are after you to kill you? You know? That's quite
exactly
a position to be in.
Yes, and then to foretell it on the video that if I'm not going to be here, Mom, they killed me.
Exactly.
Powerful statement by Jameek. Powerful. Like you said, he foretold his death in that video. And if it wasn't for that video, law enforcement probably would not have a problem covering this up.
Yeah, that, and then we wouldn't be able to do a video or anything. We would have had no traction to really be able to push for him without that live video. It would have been no way that we could have pushed for him. You know, we would have really, everything would have hinged on the report from the police and if somebody decided to come forward in the hospital or something like that. So, because, you know, if they're not trying to say something now with all of this stuff, you could imagine if we didn't have it, you know.
The interesting part, even not only about this case, but the case of the police officers are recently pleading guilty in the FBI probe.
Right.
Where is the Internal Affairs Division of the Patterson Police Department?
That's another interesting thing. Channel 7 recently did an article. They did an investigative report specifically on the dysfunction of the Internal Affairs Department. So it turns out
Patterson?
That there have been a... Say again?
Of Patterson or in general?
Oh, Patterson, the IA department in Patterson. Yeah, Channel 7, they did a report. They said that there were numerous, they found that there were numerous excessive force complaints filed, but most of them were settled out of court for millions of dollars, you know, everything ranging from, you know, tens of thousands to, you know, and on to try to cover it up so that it would never really go through a full court process or anything like that. And they had evidence to prove that in many cases the IA would fail to substantiate the claim against the police officers or either look the other way or fail to accept all of the information or evidence that was provided by the folks who were assaulted by the police department. So they're showing that there's a long train of usurpations within the IA department, and that's like the key spot where these cases are supposed to be vetted and investigated, and they're saying that there's literally a mole within that department. There's somebody within IA that's making sure the complaints are either just wiped away or either settled out of court for, you know, for a couple dollars.
That's a shame, but I'm not surprised.
Right.
Because how does the FBI get involved if you're not taking care of it at the local level?
Exactly. That's
okay.
Why they're going to have to supersede Patterson. I know, you know, there's some other things that I can't mention that you already know about that I can't really mention, but
yes.
I do want the folks to stay vigilant because some more things are getting ready to come out. That's probably the clearest that I could really put it without, you know, going overboard with it. It's just
say
that, you know, stay vigilant. This is not over by a long shot, you know.
That's very important. I was just mentioning that briefly before you got into the studio, that we need to keep the pressure on for Jameek Lowry. Yes, we're blessed to have information that we can't share with the public. This is just the beginning. We cannot give up the fight. We have to keep the pressure on. And not only for Jameek, but we don't want this to happen to any other Patterson resident again.
Indeed.
That should be the issue here, is injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Everywhere.
So
if you
have a situation like this, imagine how many more situations like this happen in Patterson that we don't know about.
That's the thing that scares me, is that have there been other times when people have maybe been choked out this way or beaten to death or that we don't even know that that's what happened, you know? I know we have cases where we've seen homeless people dead in abandoned buildings and things. Makes you wonder, were they killed or did they just die in there? You know? It really makes you wonder sometimes. Now with all of this that's going on.
Well, I hope and the mayor's spin speech, I call it, of the meningitis of Jameik Lowry and the body cams.
Now that you mentioned the mayor, one of my intels said that they were reading his post, and somebody had asked him in the post, what's the latest detail about Jameik? And his comment was, we're still waiting for the autopsy. Okay? That's what he told them. We know that they already have it, but his comment was, we're waiting on it.
That's what I'm saying. You know, the BS games by the mayor is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, he could, you know, what he should have said was, is, if you want to be a politician, it's under a criminal investigation. I cannot speak about it.
Yeah, and leave it at that.
You didn't even say that.
Right. And you know, leave it right there.
It's sad because we know why, and we can't say it publicly, why the autopsy report is not released. Now, if we know it, he knows it.
Of course.
And for him
you
to spin
to
the public like that, that's the unfortunate part. And these are the things that we're going to bring out in the future about our elected officials, either being silent or lying to us. Blinkly. I'm waiting for the autopsy report. Mayor Saya, you should
now
be reporting on the criminal investigation.
Right.
In your city.
You are now. And, you know, somebody else mentioned something to me about Senator Poe. You know, if that is in fact true about them stealing Avila's records back in the day, that she could be, and if she's involved with the cover-up, there's something called obstruction of justice. You know, that's serious business. You know, so I'm just throwing that out
there. We will seek justice to the fullest extent of the law on all of those who were involved. I don't care if you were a state senator. I don't care if you were a councilman. On my behalf of Chauncey Brown, we will pursue this to the fullest extent of the law because,
like I said,
if it happened to Jameik Lowry yesterday, it could be Chauncey Brown today. It could be you tomorrow.
Word.
We will not stand for any injustice by anyone in Patterson. Okay?
Exactly right.
It's a new day in Patterson. We're not going to accept political corruption. We're not going to accept police corruption.
Right.
And we're not going to accept political corruption by these politicians. We are not going to accept it any longer. We're going to expose them. We're going to tell the community the truth.
And that's why we need more folks. I was going to say that's why we need more folks to join, Patterson on the web. On Facebook, I got to get myself together so I can start sending out invites. So we need you guys to please let your friends know. You can share the page on your page. You can go to Patterson on the web and you can actually share the page itself on your page and encourage your contacts to click on it, to click to follow it and to like it and so forth. Because we want to build a movement here. We don't want it to be a moment. We want to build a movement. So
yes, we want to correct this situation on how not only the police handle this, EFS handle this, the council handle this, the mayor handle this. We want to continue this fight and movement to correct that have been done here.
That's exactly right.
And that is most important. Most important. Because we don't know how long this has been going on for, and this is going on 128 days of a cover-up. And the only person that has given us answers, the only person that had the honesty to give us answers, I got to give him credit for this, is Governor Murphy, was the only person that had the guts to say what it is. To the best of his ability.
That's right. Exactly right.
I have to give him credit for that, for having the guts to say, I am going to say what I can't say and what I'm not supposed to say.
Right. And
that's a leader.
Right. And that's something that you had said before. You say, I have to give honor where honor's due. And had to give him honor for stepping up to speak it out. You know.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Because he knew. He knew that it was going to be tough for him to say it. He knew that he had to answer the public, and he knew he had to be careful what he said.
All in one.
But he knew that but the most important thing is he understood that he had to answer the public because the public has been crying out for answers. And the mayor of Patterson, the city council, and all of its leadership have failed to answer the family and the public.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad part is the mayor, you want to spin it by he's got meningitis. Get your shots. And all of this foolishness. And even some people talking about the ecstasy. Well, we know what the truth is. And we hope that when it comes out, because we can't say it publicly, that they are going to find out what happened, what really happened to Jameek Lowry. Okay?
Absolutely.
And the bottom line is he was murdered. And they're going to tell you, and they're going to share with you how he was murdered. Okay? And that's the bottom line. You know, all this tiptoeing and all of this, I'm going to stay quiet. I hope it goes away. No, like I said 3 months ago, Patterson has blood on his hand. Patterson has a body on his hand. And everybody from the religious community, the NAACP, every nonprofit, city council, all these BS leaders are quiet. And when the truth finally comes out, be damned that they didn't stand up on this murder.
Right.
Because this was a murder. This wasn't ecstasy. This wasn't measles. I mean, come on, people.
No. It's a cold-blooded murder.
Even if we didn't know anything, it doesn't take 128 days to turn in an autopsy.
Right. And then here's another angle. We know that if it was only one police officer or two police officers going down, they would have gladly tossed them under the bus already. So it obviously goes up pretty high for them to be covering up 128 days. This has to be going up pretty high on the food chain. Because if it was just two officers, there's some powerful people that are probably going to go down for this. So, yeah.
Brother Corey, for those that are listening into the show right now, you have tuned in to Patterson on the Web, our weekly blog talk radio show. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown, the co-host and chairman of We Demand Justice for Jameek Lowry. Corey Teagues is in the studio. We're talking about the corruption in Patterson. We're talking about the police officer corruption. We're talking about the corruption in the Internal Affairs Division in Patterson. And now we think that this cover-up would have to go further than the police department because, they, like you said, they would have threw them under the bus if it's one or two police officers. But see, the thing is that now we have to look at everybody that's involved from the dispatcher, from the fire dispatcher, police dispatcher, from the EMS. Where are the reports from the EMS workers that rode in an ambulance with them?
Exactly.
Who were those fire department personnel? Who were all those police officers that were standing out there when he asked for water and they denied him? Who are all those officers? Those are all people that are responsible for his death. They didn't even give him a drink of water.
Right. You know, I mean,
that is unconscionable. That is unconscionable that a person goes to police station for help and you got your hands in your pocket standing there looking at him.
I mean,
that is not proper
officer,
first responder procedure.
Yeah, if I was an officer, I would have given him a bottle of water. You can write me up, whatever. This man is in here. He's dehydrated. He's foaming at the mouth. He asked for water. I gave him a bottle of water. You know what I mean?
There is
no
law that says you cannot give anybody water.
Exactly.
I was the captain of the fire department in charge of EMS.
See?
Like I said to somebody on Facebook, show me a law or policy that they can't give them water.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
You know, come on. It is. It's terrible.
And these people are trying to stick up for the cops. And for those, I hope you're listening, that are trying to stick up for the cops, I hope that you stay tuned for when the murder comes out on this case.
Right.
Okay? That you recognize that you opened your mouth without listening to people, without clearly looking at that video, okay?
Right.
And giving the people the benefit of the doubt.
Right, exactly.
You want
exactly
to jump
right.
on the bandwagon of the police. All police aren't bad.
Yeah.
But we knew that this situation stunk from the beginning.
Right.
And you want
to
show your loyalty to a police officer
right.
instead of showing your loyalty to justice. And for all you
right.
police officers, shame on you that have served in law enforcement, sticking up for law
right.
enforcement when justice should be your first duty.
That's right. You should be enraged.
Not that you're blue brothers in blue, but you stand up for justice. And justice
right.
is for the will of the people, because you would not have those positions as officers if you were not
right.
there to serve the will of the people.
Exactly right. You know, that's why I can't stand when people do the not all cops are bad. So, well, you know what? We're not discussing all cops are good or bad. We're talking about the situation here and the police that are responsible for that, you know? And they always try to bounce it around and change the topic. Nope, we want to deal specifically with what happened to him. And the cops who did this to him are bad cops. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I got family members that are in the police force right now. Come on.
Right.
Don't
okay.
sell me that
See?
BS.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? I'm like
yeah,
you said, they want to use the spin to justify
mm-hmm.
their ignorance when they make comments.
Right. Right.
We ain't having uh-huh. that. We've been dealing with the
uh-huh.
truth here from day one.
Yep.
Okay? And
yeah.
people have chastised you, have chastised
mm-hmm.
me on social media.
Right.
I had to block
right.
people, denounce people,
exactly.
because I'm standing up for the truth, and I will continue to do that.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
yeah,
shame on you for those who think that you have inside knowledge, or you, like I said, you
right.
want to stand with the brothers of blue. Yeah. I stand with the brothers
right.
of blue when they're right.
Mm-hmm.
I stand with everybody when they're right. But when you're wrong,
yeah, when they're right,
you're wrong.
Of course. That's exactly right.
When you're wrong, you're
the whole
wrong.
Thing. Right.
And,
that's,
you know,
Corey,
my hat is off to you. We have to work on changing this culture in Patterson.
We do.
Because
we really do.
It is pervasive.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cancer.
Yes.
And even the so-called politicians that are sitting up there, all they want
yeah.
to do apparently is collect their paycheck, go to a couple of events, name some streets, and go home. They don't want
to
serve the people of Patterson.
I was getting ready to say the name street part. Yep.
They do not. I can't believe. Listen, the street naming is disgusting at this point.
Mm-hmm.
How many goddamn streets can you name?
This is the last night was the second one in less than a month.
you name him. That's how you're justifying your work for policy? Is naming streets?
Right. Yeah. Too
you
much, right?
you
too
naming
much.
Streets like you're giving out candy.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, there was once a time when you name a street, it was really a big thing. Now it's so common that it's not even something to be desired anymore because everybody's got one.
And the sad
you
part
know.
Is, right, if you look at most of our streets from in the past, they were
yeah.
national figures.
Right, exactly.
Hamilton, even governorship was after the – I mean, come on. Even
right.
Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Right.
Okay, how come you don't have a street named after Larry Doby?
Or Malcolm
but
X.
You got streets named after people we never even heard of in Patterson.
That's right. Malcolm X still don't have a street in Patterson.
I mean, I love
Adam Clayton Powell Jr. None of them.
That's my point. I love the Bangladesh
yep.
community. I love all my people of all different ethnicities.
Yeah.
But goddamn,
yeah.
you only been here 15, 20 years, and you're getting streets named after you? We're talking about
yep.
people that put in decades, centuries of work.
Yeah. They're a good marshal.
You know, the
all
street namings have to stop being political pawns for their political
mm-hmm.
agenda to justify politicians' existence for trying to do something. You look like a bunch of buffoons.
Yeah, because the voting process now has turned into pockets and groups, making sure you can secure a group's votes. So you can just kind of limit having to go individually door to door to get satisfaction from the people. As long as you can get those pockets of votes, you're good to go. You know, that's the sad part.
Very sad, Brother Corey.
You know, pretty soon, We got to find a way. That's why we try to get the folks to get involved with us, too, that we can amp this up to an hour, because as more information comes in, it's going to be very hard to condense everything. You know.
I understand.
But, yeah.
Well, we know our people in the hood that has been present, you know, that has been there regardless.
True. We
know it ain't the politicians. We know it ain't the people sitting up there. We already know who's in our corner, who is down for the truth. And, of course, it's the people in the hood. You know?
Right, absolutely.
But we're going to keep fighting for justice.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is unconscionable. And even the mainstream media is not asking any questions any longer.
No, nothing. Nothing at all. I mean, they did that report about the, you know, the IA and what have you, but as far as me, I haven't heard any newspaper. I haven't seen, like, you do the cross search, I don't see anything about him.
What I want to do is, when did that article come out about the IA?
About the IA, that was last week. No, early part of this week. Yeah, that was early part of this week. Yep. So it was first released on Channel 7, you know, not Channel 7, but same thing. Yeah, Channel 7. ABC.
Channel 7?
Yeah, but the online, you know, the online version, but Channel 7, Yep.
Oh, okay. I see it right here.
Okay.
I see it. Yeah, I pulled it up.
Yep. And it's a pretty scathing report.
Wait a second. Oh, it's from March 19th. I didn't even see Patterson Affairs complaints against cops rise by 86%. I never even saw that article.
That one I never saw. No, I saw the other one, but that one I never saw.
Yeah, yeah. Patterson Internal Affairs complaint against cops rise by 86%. I missed that. That's March 19th.
Well, I never saw. Yeah, that one I didn't see. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, we missed that. That was almost 2 months ago, a month and a half ago.
Wow, yeah, no, I didn't. That I didn't see. I was so caught up with. I got to start doing my cross checks again.
So do I.
And just put, because I didn't even catch that one. My goodness, I know that.
Okay.
I know there was an article that McCoy said that the city had paid almost $2 million out. $2 million out in IE complaints.
Yeah. We don't have that much time, but maybe what we should do is do a show next week. Might be because about the internal affairs. I'm looking at an article right now. I know we only have 2 minutes left in the show, but the number of complaints against cops reached 258 in 2018, up from 139 in the previous year.
See that?
Okay. According to an annual report of the Patterson Police Internal Affairs Division, citizens filed 179 of those complaints last year, compared with 115 in 2007, the report said.
Okay.
Now, that's the one that we know about. What about the reports that they don't say that was filed?
Exactly. Yeah, the ones that get squads all together.
Right. Those are the only ones that they're reporting.
Right.
Brother Teagues, you know, as you know, we're at the end of our show, and we need more time. I want to thank all of our listeners. I want to reiterate before I let Brother Teagues with his closing remarks, please, we all need to be vigilant. Please follow Patterson on the web. Follow We Demand Justice for Jameek. Please join our groups, Patterson on the Web and We Demand Justice for Jameek. If you have any questions, we're going to start polling and asking people for questions to participate in this movement. We don't have that much time left. Please join us on Facebook. Brother Teagues, in 50 seconds, please close out for us.
All right. Just like you said, you got to continue to be vigilant, continue to push forward. We're going to keep fighting until Jameek gets justice, and if you have issues, please reach out to us as well.
In addition, please, everybody, keep your cameras ready to record anything. If you see something, say something, okay?
Right.
Based on Patterson on the Web, we want to keep everybody in your prayers always. Be safe, be vigilant, okay, and be mindful of your surroundings at all times. God bless you all. God bless Patterson. We must keep the faith. Okay, and we must keep justice alive. God bless you all, and we'll see you again next week. God bless.
God bless.